BBC Radio Leeds, I'm asking you about the Big Society. What does it mean to you? Loads of you have been on Facebook at Adam Pope. You can tweet me at apopey as well. Some of you using Big Society BS to use a different term to go with it. And you're politicising it around a particular party as well. Can't read that one out, but if you want to read it, it is on Facebook. Big Society, you say, Suzanne Hughes. I prefer High Society. Now, that's a great musical. Okay, we'll take some more comments on it, but I'll tell you about one of the things that I did with regards to the Big Society as I went in search of it. Been investigating it, or I will be doing all this week. Been out asking people what they know about it, what do they think it means, and whether it actually exists in the UK, as we were discussing there with Nick Baines, the Bishop of Bradford. Here in West Yorkshire, what does it mean? And whether the government is making it easier or harder to create? Well, one of the organisations I thought might have a few answers was Street Angels. I met up with them a few Fridays ago in Halifax. Before going out into the town centre with them, I spoke to Paul Blakey, MBE, founder of Street Angels, which, by the way, started in Halifax, is now across about 100 towns around the country. This is how it began.
Churches Together in Halifax 5.5 years ago now asked the question, what are the needs in Halifax and what can we as a church do to meet those needs? In the September of 2005, we've been given this cafe by the YMCA as a base. And we thought, is there anything else that we can do with it? And at that time, certainly 5.5 years ago, the night time of Halifax was fairly out of control. People coming on coaches from as far away as Newcastle, Leicester, Blackpool and all points in between. And, you know, there was binge drinking, sexual assaults were commonplace. Violence happened on every Friday and every Saturday. People were assaulted. It was not a good place to be. It was a wild west of West Yorkshire, I think is how the police would describe it, and certainly the media at the time. Halifax was not a good place to be, and we thought, could a few people wandering the streets do something within all of that to make a difference? We gave it a go, we tried it, it was very successful in our first 6-week trial. We helped 69 different people, so it's whatever the needs are. And it worked, and 5.5 years later we're here and still making a difference in Halifax Town Centre and now 100 town centres across the country.
So I went out with Paul and a few others, like Vicky and Andy, loads of the great bunch of people, all volunteers, to try and help clean up the streets, if you like, with regards to bottles and that sort of thing. And then it might be used as a weapon, but just help revellers, make sure that they have a good night and that they get safely home. So I had to don my wings and went out with Vicky, who's been doing this for some years on Friday nights in Halifax Town Centre. And I asked Vicky, why does she do it?
I know all about the Big Society, but that's not why I'm here. I decided 3.5, possibly going on 4 years ago, that I just wanted to give something back. I'm not driven by religion or politics or, you know, the Big Society. I'm doing this because I'm giving something back to my town, for my sort of girls and their friends.
She volunteers because she wants to make Halifax, which she loves, somewhere safe for her girls and their friends, and anybody that's out for a night out. And I tell you what, we met all sorts that night. 61-year-olds who just thought the Street Angels were brilliant. They wear big sort of yellow with blue flash on their jackets. A bit like, you know, you see like the dustmen wear. Should I say refuse collectors? Not sure which is the correct term these days. But so they're very noticeable. And I just wonder what sort of reaction they get. Listen to these three young lads. These were fairly early on during the night. Look at the reaction the Street Angels got. They'd had a few.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic job.
Have they helped you out?
More times than I like. Too many times.
In what way?
In what way? Well, I've been... Mum might listen to this, you know.
Well, you have to give your name.
Right. Well, I've been a message straight and they coming out you out, take you, give you a coffee and stuff, don't they? A tea, yeah, wet you up. Get you home in a taxi. I'm on BBC, yeah.
So what do you think at Street Angels then?
Yeah, they're decent.
Have they looked after you as well?
The thing is, I live about 10 miles, 100 miles, where I need 100 quid to get home.
Do they look after you?
Yeah, sometimes they're alright. I mean, when you want to go to decent chicken and that,
what about you? Have you actually used
the Street Angels? When I come out of the Acapulco Halifax, they're there. If I want to get to liquid, they're there. Yeah. The thing is about the Street Angels, the kind, the caring.
Shout out to, yeah,
they're always there for you. They're always there for you. They're such nice people. It's not about this. It's not about this. It's about that. The heart.
It's not about your past.
It's about your heart. This is it. This is the Street Angels. Halifax, HXPD.
So those lads are having a good time. They've had to use Street Angels on a number of occasions, help them get home. They use the Fair Trade Cafe in Halifax, and as they said there, if you're feeling a little bit worse for wear, they'll take you in for a coffee, make sure you're all right. The founder is Paul Blakey, MBE. Met the Queen, you know. I was interested to learn about his views on the Big Society.
Are you part of the Big Society, or were you before the Big Society?
We were definitely before the Big Society. We've been around, and the church has been doing this sort of stuff for thousands of years, for the last couple of thousand years at least. And it's just, I think it's just what people do. Some people do want to volunteer and make a difference for nothing within their communities.
So is the Big Society then like the Emperor's New Clothes almost? It's existed already, in
it
your
did,
opinion,
yes, yeah.
Do you think so?
Yes, yeah.
So I mean, what's David Cameron asking for from you that's different then?
I think nothing on the ground. I was at a meeting the other week with Lord Way, who until fairly recently was the Big Society champion within the House of Lords and in the government. And he said that the three most successful ways of reducing crime are the first way is to know your neighbours, the second way is neighbourhood watch, and the third way is a police force in order of effectiveness. And Big Society is actually all three. It's not about the police having all the answers, it's not about neighbourhood watch patrol projects like Street Angels having all the answers, it's about together we can actually make a difference within the community. And Street Angels has proved that in Halifax. In our first year, violent crime reduced in Halifax Town Centre by 42%, which tied in with the change in the licensing law. So in a lot of towns it increased, in Halifax it actually decreased by 42%. So again, it's way before the Big Society was there, that was Big Society in action. It was the police force working with volunteers, working with the church, working with the council, about people taking responsibility for their town.
So that was Paul Blakey, who founded Street Angels, and the police figures sort of backed that up. Since 2006, violent crime in Halifax Town Centre has reduced by nearly 57%. That's April 06 to March 07. Violent crime in the town was down by nearly 31%. They're from Calderdale Police, of which the Chief Inspector Viv Cutbill says, "We welcome the fantastic work that the Street Angels do in providing assistance to vulnerable people and in providing a reassuring presence in our community. We would stress, however, that Street Angels are not police officers, they fulfil a different role. I, they're not allowed to get involved in any fighting, and believe me, there was a bit going on, but it wasn't too bad on the Friday night I saw. But it was an eye-opener. They're linked up to the doormen, we'll hear from some of them in a moment. They're linked up to the police, and they're linked up to Charlie Charlie, which is CCTV. And Vicky, who I was out with that night, had just been contacted by Charlie Charlie, i.e. CCTV, about a car that was cruising around town. This is what she had to say.
We just had a call from Charlie Charlie to say that he's noticed a car going round and round town for no apparent reason. He's given us the make and model of the car and the registration number, which I've just jotted down with my pen and pad.
Well done.
And we'll just basically keep an eye on it just to see that it's not approaching young girls.
Which is,
what we're saying. They're indicating.
And just to let you know that the car actually left the area eventually, but just one area where the Street Angels, don't forget their volunteers, can help out. They get to know people, they get to spot things, they get to see things. And here's what people had to say about the Street Angels, other people that are working in Halifax that night.
I think they do a good job. I mean, end of the day, they're looking after the public. You know, obviously people get drunk in all kinds of states. They make sure they get home okay. If people get in a fight outside and they need an ambulance, I think they do an okay job. I mean, end of the day, they do it off their own bats. They don't get paid for it.
They're really good. If we're on the floor, they pick us up.
I think they do a fantastic job, as I know all about Vicky. I mean, it's hard to give spare time, especially on weekends, because I've been here like over a year and I've always seen Vicky every weekend. Yeah. No matter what weather it is, she's always here.
When I come out of the Acapulco Halifax, they're there. If I want to get too liquid, they're there. The thing is about the Street Angels, they're kind, they're caring.
Shout out to
they're always there for you. They're always there for you. They're such nice people. It's not about this. It's not about this. It's about that. The hard.
And we'll be outside Acapulco in a moment. We chatted to loads of people. There was shop owners there. There was Eddie, who was a doorman, and a couple of revellers too. And you've got to be prepared, as Vicky says, to cater for all the stars in Halifax.
We're she's quite short and she's kind of fat. Not in a horrid way.
No, well built.
Yeah, she's well built. About 10 minutes ago, we had to go to Lou, so we went in without her, and I asked her if she was right behind us. She's not answering at all. She hasn't texted us or out, and we couldn't find her anywhere.
Did you get any signal
on there? That guy looked like she was waving.
He looked like an albino. He had like a checkered shirt on, but they were with a lot of people.
We're putting a call on CCTV.
Yeah, I can tell.
But she might have just gone somewhere and not told us because she's so drunk that she might.
Paul's going to ring CCTV now and they'll try and spot her.
Because she's absolutely off her face.
She's just falling over and we thought they were safe with her.
So one minute Vicky's looking after, would you believe, Ken Dodd's dog one week, and then the next minute that we have a lost girl, her friends, who had had a bit to drink. They'd been to Acapulco on the way to Liquid, and They'd lost their friend, who they described in less than flattering terms. Anyway, this is how it all turned out.
Found again, thank you.
Job well done then, lads and lasses.
Been to Chicago's.
Wash in there.
Yeah.
All right.
So she now knows where they are, and they're all reunited.
Happy ending.
Yeah, and we had to go into the club, which is unusual. They're not meant to go really into the buildings or the clubs and what have you, but we managed to identify the girl and make sure that she's reunited with her friends so they could carry on. So you can imagine being a street enter can be pretty tough. It can be a messy business as well. What about this close shave for one dad who was out with his daughter?
He had, like, loads of Jägermonds in ties.
This is your dad?
Yeah, it's my dad. He had loads of Jägermonds outside, came outside, and then, do you like when you take loads of shot and stuff, you don't feel it, do you? And then he came outside and it hit him. Yeah, do you like it does? And then it came in and, like, saved him. And, like, he got in an ambulance. And then... saved him that awesome. Yeah,
so
but and then went to hospital, got in an ambulance home and everything, and fine.
So do you recognise him all? What did the street angels do?
I was in and out of consciousness on a path. Next thing I knew, I was in an ambulance without bleeping noises.
Yeah.
And next thing I was in an ambulance, and then next thing I was in hospital. The next thing, I said, I'm going to walk home. I'm all right, it was 2 miles away. Like that. It took about 4 miles to get there, you know, walking on.
Zigzag walk. But you're here to tell a story anyway.
Absolutely. To apologise for my behaviour.
They apologise for their behaviour. It's a difficult night when you're out with the street angels, but they are well known. And you've got to be equipped. Traffic control at the moment, but Vicky sums up what you need. If you want to volunteer and do it with your own back and get them at the mess, the muck and the bullets of Halifax on a night out to try and make it a safer place, this is what you need.
I've got chewing gum and polos, which we often people offer people that have just thrown up because it gives the mouth a freshen up. I've got a hair bubble for a girl with long hair that might be throwing up, we can scoop her hair back. Oh, you see, always thinking. I've got a light and cigarettes, even though I don't smoke.
I've been asked four times tonight already for lights, yeah.
I have safety pins for trousers and things that fall apart, and I've been called for them. I've got plasters. I have got a foil blanket if we're dealing with somebody, obviously, that we need to keep them warm. I've got tissues and wet wipes. I'm trying to think what I've got in my pockets now. Obviously, my own mobile phone, latex gloves. I did have a couple of condoms in on by demand, but they don't seem to be there anymore. So I think one's a young son is responsible for tea leafing them, and I don't know whether to be cross or pleased.
Oh, you have a Street Angels card?
I have those in my pocket, and so often obviously people are so overwhelmed with gratefulness, but they might not remember the next morning, so we try and slip a card in there on their person just so that they remember who it was that got them home.
Not their drinks with your card.
And I've got some little things that go in the top of bottles as well to stop. So like if people are drinking the Alka Pops from bottles, you can put this little thing in to stop other stuff being put in and, you know, spike the drinks.
Isn't she amazing? Vicky is a mum who just wants to make Halifax a safer place for her daughters and their friends. She's like everybody's mum when she's out there. And Paul Blake, the MBE, who started it all off, and Andy and everybody else that was involved on the night as well. It was an incredible job they do. There were volunteers, there was an author there, there was unemployed there, there was people that retired who just wanted to give something back. That's the sort of commitment that they're prepared to give for a few hours between 9 and say 2 or 3 in the morning on a Friday or a Saturday night to make their community a better place. Is that the big society in action, or are they just nice people doing it because they want to do it?